Star Trek opens up today. We've handed out passes already this morning.
Yeah, Dan is a Rock Reward Club member, and he won this week with our Star Trek that we did after 7:30 each day this week. So he's going to go see that movie this weekend.
And critics are raving about this one. However, the hardcore fans, maybe not so much. With more on that, this special Star Trek report.
Star Trek fans are decrying the latest film in the long-running series as a fun and watchable action-packed thrill ride.
Yes, it was exciting, but where was the heavy-handed message about tolerance? Where was the stiff acting? I mean, it just didn't seem like a Star Trek movie to me.
I'm just really, really disappointed that this storyline made sense.
If I wanted to see young, attractive people doing cool, exciting things, I'd go watch sports.
And with us now to discuss the backlash is entertainment reporter Bree Lindsey.
Hi, Glenn.
Bree, is this Star Trek as riveting as the fans are complaining it is?
Glenn, early reviews are calling it a delightful action-adventure movie and a surefire hit.
No wonder the fans feel betrayed here.
Apparently, there isn't even one scene set at a long table in which interstellar diplomacy is debated in endless detail.
Really? I understand fans were angry that the Klingons' dialogue was subtitled because it allows the Klingons to be understood by people who haven't studied the imaginary language
for
years.
Yes, but most fans were more upset by the look of the movie. Mm-hmm. Heart-stopping chases, state-of-the-art CGI,
really?
And alien battle scenes that don't just look like two out-of-shape guys in bad makeup fighting awkwardly.
That's a real slap in the face for Trek fans.
Right.
A lot of the fans have been saying that this movie sullies the vision of someone called Gene Roddenberry.
Right, yes. Gene Roddenberry was the hack who created the Star Trek television show way back in the 40s or something.
So is Paramount doing anything to combat all this negative press?
Yes, they are. They've announced the DVD release will feature a special cut just for the Trek fans, mm-hmm. with 3 hours of extra footage in which characters stand around debating the merits of saving the Andorian ambassador from the surface of Sylax IV, until you just wish everyone was dead.
Well, that should be some consolation.